As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, it's Cassie, and have y'all seen those cute pins floating around the internet that look like a charging status so you can tell people where you're at with your social battery and whether or not you need to be left alone? Right now, mine would be hovering just above red. I've been so busy that I'm just drained and I need to recharge, which means hibernating without seeing anybody. And you know what made me realize that was okay to do? Therapy. I thought I was being lazy, but in reality, I was giving my body and mind some much-needed R&R, and that wasn't a bad thing. In fact, it was a good thing. Therapy changed my perspective, and that's why I'm a big advocate for therapy, like the kind you can get with BetterHelp. Therapy isn't just for people who have experienced severe trauma. It's to give you the tools to deal with everyday issues that are bugging you, big or small. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online and is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BurtShow today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BurtShow.
The Burt Show.
His wife takes off, left him with their kids years ago. Zero commitment, but this dude just cannot let his wedding ring go. This will funnel back nicely, Mo, to the conversation you and I had yesterday about wedding rings.
Oh, yeah.
Or engagement rings.
Yeah. What's the, basically, if you get someone a ring while you're engaged, but you never get married, should the woman be forced to give the ring back?
If you break up?
Yes.
Oh, we've talked about this on the show.
Now, let's just reframe it. It says not forced. What's the right thing to do?
If they break up.
If they break up.
Who broke up with who, though? And what did he do?
Oh, so now you're just like assuming question. It was him.
Have you listened to our show?
So it matters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
If you cheated on me, I'm not giving the ring back.
Really?
No.
So Mo and I think, had a different take on this yesterday. So I sat in on Mo's podcast yesterday, and we recorded for a couple of hours. And I think our take was different on that.
Yeah. I mean, some states legally, I believe you are required to give the ring back. But I don't know if you are still required to give the ring back if he cheated. But I feel like if you give somebody a ring, it's not necessarily a gift. It is like, the gift with conditions that we get married. So if we don't get married, for whatever reason we don't, I should get that ring back.
And I would. And also, guys should know, like, if you give it on Christmas or give it on a birthday, that's now a gift, and that is hers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I almost said horse. Now, if you cheat on me, I am keeping the ring, because that is compensation for my pain and suffering, and I'm selling that thing and spending the cash on a bomb vacation.
You feel the same way?
Oh, I feel the same way. And remind me to schedule my proposal on my birthday so I don't even have to have this discussion. And this is really archaic, but I think, like, the history of engagement rings was and again, this sounds like so, like 1800s. It was like putting a down payment on a woman. Mm. So if you cheat on me, I'm pulling that out.
See, I don't want anything to do with the ring at that point. Nothing. Even if she cheated on me, I don't want anything to do with it. That's it. It's in my past. It's got bad mojo. I don't even feel good about going somewhere and getting it pawned and getting the money for it. Nothing.
What
I want nothing
spent,
to do with it.
Man. What if you spent $20,000 on it?
Yeah, I want that ring back.
Things, yeah.
Yeah. I want that back. I wouldn't want it back if I cheated, though. I wouldn't try to get it back if I cheated.
Right.
I would feel like that's fair.
Mm-hmm.
That's an L you got to take.
Slither right out of the conversation on that one. All right, but in this case, it's the ring post-wedding, and they've got kids together, and he still doesn't want to give it up.
I'm having a problem making a difficult decision. My wife left me and our two children several years ago. She is still obviously involved to a certain extent regarding our children, but her involvement is very minor. My problem is this. I still have my wedding ring, even though I no longer wear it, but I'm torn. Even though the ring I once wore no longer is applicable to my situation, I'm torn on whether to keep it or get rid of it because it is still sentimental.
Mm-hmm.
Although the ring no longer represents a mutual commitment, still represents the biggest decision I've ever made in my life. I'm torn because I can't seem to let the ring go. Not because I hope things will work out between us one day. I have no desire to continue our personal relationship, but because the ring does symbolize one of the most important events of my life. Am I hanging on to the past too lightly, or is it normal to feel that letting go of something that was so significant to me is letting go of a piece of my life experience?
I felt the same thing.
Really?
I really did. Yeah. Taking the ring off is one thing. Then you ended, I don't know if others are like this, you put it in a box, but the actual, like, either bringing it to a pawn shop or throwing it out, just the, I don't know, man, the symbolism behind it really, truly, totally being over, even if you're years from it, there is still some attachment to that for me.
I wouldn't get rid of it.
I don't even know where mine is, to be honest with you.
No, I wouldn't get, especially if you have kids together, because whether you like it or not, you are bonded in that way. And so I would keep it, wouldn't wear it, obviously, but I would keep it.
I would probably get rid of it just because I know me. And if it made me feel, I guess, like it didn't go the way I wanted it to go and it wasn't a success, every time I look at it, it would kind of remind me of that. Mm. So getting rid of it for me would kind of, it would push me to have a fresh start. And I wouldn't want to keep being reminded about the past.
Yeah, maybe I have an odd take on it. So when my ex-wife and I got divorced, it wasn't like a hatred situation. She didn't cheat on me with my best friend or my brother or my dad or anybody. So there wasn't like, oh, I can't stand her. It was just two people that fell out of love. We certainly went through a period where we didn't like each other very much. But I also look back at our marriage, and I don't look back at it like, gosh, darn it, I wish I wouldn't have done that. I've got two great kids. We're fine now as far as relationship goes, as far as co-parenting goes. So taking that thing off and like actually throwing it out or giving it away, it's almost like I can see all of the good things that happened in the marriage also flashing in front of me and going in the trash can with that. Because there was some good stuff too.
Yeah, I feel like it's almost kind of sweet that he wants to keep the ring because it's showing that he's not trying to lean too much into the bitterness of a separation. It's more of like he is kind of like clinging on to like the happy memories. So I don't know. I don't think it's that weird that he wants to keep it.
So what are you saying? Keep or get rid of?
I would keep it.
Keep it?
Yeah.
Toss it.
You're saying keep it?
I'm saying keep it.
I said don't sweat it if you're keeping it, man. Doesn't make a statement about you. You're good.
Don't be wearing it, though.
Yeah. I don't know that. You're not going to go that far. That's for sure.
The Burt Show.